Was us what's going on.
Thank you.
this moment. Thank you for always being ready to hear us. Amen. Andrew's going to lead us in a time of talk. So this is a time when you can offer back a response or a question or a comment or have you. And if no one has anything, we can also just contemplate silence for a little while.
I was recently kind of rewatching this kind of really terrible movie from the 80s called The Last Temptation of Christ, the Scorsese movie. All the Jesus and all the disciples have like New York accents. Jesus wears Roman clothes, a white man with blue eyes. Lots of problems with the movie. It's a fictional story about the life of Jesus. You know, that calls it back to the beginning, but it was still really contentious where it came out because it's the fiction of Jesus. Is very, very human, trying desperately kind of to escape the calling that he's feeling wrong up inside of him, not even knowing if the voice is God or the devil, which is, you know, it's clear why this movie is like really, it's really too hot to touch when it came out, really messing with, and I think it's really problematic too. But when I saw this movie for the first time, like 5 or 6 years ago, it was moving on some level because it was the first time that I really saw somebody indulge in imagining what it would be like for Jesus to come of age as a human man and then try to come to terms with this thing. What would that even experience? That? What would that be like? And then talking about it, wrestling like with where what's flesh and human needs, what's divine needs, and the rest of us too. And for that reason, I thought it was really moving and compelling. But I'm saying all this to say I really appreciate what you're talking about, which is using our humanness, even like the distractions that we encounter, when we're trying to actually meet with God, making those things holy too, because we share those things with Jesus. And there's so much solidarity there between us and Jesus, not just with us and other human beings. But I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like that movie. You know, well, I mean, one of my favorite Jesus movies is, not my favorite. Anyway, 1977's Jesus of Nazareth with Zeffirelli's movie. But the thing about that movie is that Jesus, like, he literally never blinks in that movie. Like, they literally film it so that Jesus just stares at you with, like, cold, blue, zombie eyes the whole film. And it's effective, but I like The Last Temptation of the Christ because it had the boldness to explore a little. Because I think it, because, yeah, that's great. And I do, thanks for saying that, yeah.
Thanks for speaking. I really enjoyed it. I think that it was good timing. I was just having a conversation with someone earlier this week about how a lot of times I don't really believe or feel or experience, like, God loving me. And they were like, well, I think that's pretty good. That is probably tied to the notion of, like, I view God as very unknowable, like, untouchable, wild thing that's not human and doesn't have emotions, and that's kind of more comfortable to me than some sort of, like, oh, God's your personal place. It's kind of probably overcompensation. But I think that it's a good thing to talk about and struggle with trying to integrate those two.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think this is the first time that I've ever, like, thought of Jesus, like, vouching for God, like, kind of saying, like, I with the prayer that he prayed, kind of, like, saying, I know you, and they may not know you, but they know you through me, and, like, I know how you love, so, like, let me show them how you love them. And I get a lot of comfort from that, because I tend to, like, I feel like I can be pretty down with Jesus a lot, and sometimes I have a hard time with God. And I also, like, when you're talking about toilets, I see toilets a lot in my clinical experience, and it is actually, like, quite an interesting experience to see, like when you walk around in your daily living, you normally just see, like, people walking around the streets and, like, performing their, like, daily tasks and going to work. And then, like, when I walk into a hospital, I'm literally like helping a patient go to the bathroom. And it's a completely different thing. Like, it's kind of hard to describe because you see things you never would see, and you smell things you never would smell, and you, you know, touch things you never normally would touch, and it's like this, but you do it because it's like another, it's another human being, and like, for some reason, like, you care about them. And I think, like, in moments like that, I really can see God, like, and I feel like I can understand Jesus a little bit better, because I really think in those moments, it's really clear that he is there. And, I don't know, patients are funny, too, so that's like a fun thing. I don't know. I'm on a tangent now, but I just came from the hospital, so.
You could say you actually survived a deer. It's funny because when you were talking about, we were talking about the subject and how you kind of try to get distant from the fact that God is love and that, you know, we have a hard time thinking of God actually being in touch with us. It somehow brought me to the times where in grade school, the teacher would actually call on a few people for, like, you know, I guess, like, bad behavior, wrong behavior, something like that. And then they kept on doing it. So then the whole class got in trouble. And I used to be so agitated because it's like, why am I getting in trouble? You know, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. So why am I going to suffer consequences for their mistakes? And then it kind of, I guess it kind of traveled down, I guess, in a way with, I guess, how I relate to people. And sometimes it's kind of like I want to kind of distance myself from people when, you know, I'm going through something, because in that fact, I don't really like my mistakes becoming other people's problems. Because in my mind, it's like, well, let me see. I think I kind of did this to myself, so I don't think anyone else should have to kind of go through this stuff and go through, you know, stuff with the consequences with me, because this is something that, you know, I am responsible for. So it kind of takes me to something where I guess I have to really get in touch with myself and in touch with God, and in kind of really be okay with the fact that God is willing to be with someone who is actually human, who is actually touchable, and is not looking away from it, but actually, you know, bringing me along with the journey. And I think it actually is really helpful, because for me, I tend to really see now, I think there was some time ago when, I think in my mind I was kind of judging people, like the same way I wanted to, like, distance myself. I guess, in a way, it was kind of like the separation between the holy and unholy. I don't think it really was that drastic, but in that way, I was kind of, you know, judging, like, okay, let's see, you know, who are the good people, who are the bad people? So I think for me now I kind of don't necessarily kind of separate, you know, people to those categories, because it's good and bad in everybody. know, so I just think that for me, I have to get really clear that God is willing to be with me in the good times and the bad times, and even in the midst of my mess, so that other people, even if my mistakes for some reason end up being their problems, that for some reason I'm not necessarily being a burden to them. Because I think that's one of the things that I really have struggled with, you know, being a burden to other people, who could, you know, necessarily, you know, see something that might give a hard time.
Yeah, I have the same tendency. I like to, I don't want people to deal with, like yesterday after I hit the deer, I was like, who am I gonna bother with this? Like, who should I call to help me out? And in the end, it was Amy, thankfully. But she wasn't picking up, so I was like, who am I gonna wake up at like 2:30 in the morning? Like, I don't really wanna wake anybody up. So I understand that tendency. And one of the things he prays is that I pray that they may be one as we are one, that they may be one in one another. And in a lot of ways, that prayer still hasn't been answered, that prayer of Jesus. And we might think of that as a call, that's something that we should strive towards, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure that, like, I'm happy to help you deal with your problems, John. I'm sure Sean is too. Our members and stuff.
Thank you. I needed that.
Thank you.
If we can fulfill Jesus' prayer in that sense. Anybody else?
Another part of Jesus' humanity that I like that you mentioned that struck me is that Jesus was really lonely in the garden. And I didn't really think about that before, because you think Jesus, even though he's human, he's connected to God. He has a special connection, obviously. So, you know, he's not really going to be lonely in the way that we experience loneliness. But he really did. And so I think that just makes it more okay when we feel that way and have a deep feeling. Because even Jesus was separated from God. And so he can relate to our being separated from God and separated from other people.
Yeah, absolutely. A little while ago, the letters of Mother Teresa were released. Where she's writing to her pastor, to a priest, and talking about how distant she feels from God, she talks about it as God not being present, God not existing, and so she's dealing with this idea that she doesn't even feel like God's there. Mother Teresa is dealing with this idea, and eventually, as she continues to dialogue, she comes to the realization, her personal realization, that the aspect of Christ that she is being called to experience in that moment is the experience of Christ on the cross saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I think that's really powerful, that even separation from God, that God is present even in the separation from God, you know, there's nowhere so deep that he won't go. And I think that's a beautiful idea. I really like that. Anybody else? There are snacks in the back. You can hang out a little bit. Otherwise, go in peace.
Yeah, right away.
Every other weekend, like. He's like, I'm going to tell all your friends. I'm going to brag about
Not yet. No, I'm not giving you a ride home. More than just a second. No, I'll walk it. Yeah, your ass better walk it. No, I'll give you a ride home.
Yeah? Maybe I'll
have yeah. I gotta go that way anyway.
I know.
It'd be pointless for me to say, no, I can't. I'm not going that way.
You never know.
I don't know how.
Just for that. For that.
Yeah, dude. Look at it. We get together this week.
Yeah, totes. Work, actually. Tuesday I'm off all day, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was gonna say, so...
Tuesday would be perfect if you wanted
yeah,
to do
I
something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not free till 6 on day.
I'm free all day.
Oh, wait! That's really cool. I mean, actually, I might be free early in the day. That'd be kind of cool to just chill.
Yeah.
Totes. Totes. This goes with the protector, right?
Totes.
Where do you...